Piercings. Created by Opalsong for UANF. Zoro never thought much about his piercings. Sure, they meant something. He got three of them for a reason. But he didn't think of them that often anymore. And never in the context of, "You have three pieces of metal permanently through your skin!" as Chopper gasped when Zoro went for his first checkup. He thought about it a bit more when he noticed that Luffy stared at them sometimes when he was forced to sit still. Or when Frankie high-fived him for his super body mods. Or when one of Nami's breezes made them clink and chime. He thought about them some more when he was on Kuraigana. Perona thought piercings were really cute and offered to stab him with more needles. He refused, loudly. The night after he finally landed a hit on Mihawk during a spar, he got drunk and let Perona put a needle through him. He woke up with one of his nipples with metal through it. He didn't deliberately make it a thing, getting a new piercing with every major victory. But it became one. Fishmen had a tradition of belly button piercings, and Zoro thought, why the hell not, when Robin invited him along as she got one. Law accidentally pierced his eyebrow during all the fuckery on that half-and-half island, and after Dressrosa, Zoro made Law pierce his nose deliberately because Usopp kept sighing about a nose ring to differentiate him from God Usopp, but was too much of a coward to do it alone. In Wano, Hiyori kept touching his chest after he helped her out, and said something about two halves of a hole. Zoro was pretty sure that meant that the unpierced nipple was bothering her. It was bothering him, too, so he shoved a needle through it one night. After the battle against Kaido, the one where they won. Well, that was a battle worth remembering. King was an opponent worth remembering. And Zoro figured he could pierce something. Chopper suggested his lip, but Zoro wasn't sure it wouldn't get caught on Wado Ichimonji. Brooke suggested his dick. He meant it as a joke. "I want to hide my jewels," he said, brandishing some stolen gems. But Zoro liked the idea. It seemed appropriately hardcore. Sanji'd beaten Queen, so Zoro invited him. Sanji stared. He stared in Wano, but that's not where it started. He'd always stared at Zoro's piercings. Until Wano, Zoro thought he was like Luffy, that the way the metal shone and moved was mesmerizing to him. But the first time he saw Zoro with the second nipple piercing, he got a bloody nose. Come to think of it, he'd had a bloody nose when they met again on Sabaody, but he'd had a bloody nose constantly at that point, so it hadn't stuck out. When Zoro proposed the dick piercings, the blood began to drip. Huh. Maybe this piercing was going to mean more than just victory. The end.